Mountain Rural Community Health Center in Omaha. I want to thank Andrea and Dr. McVeigh for the tour. I say it's a joy because the spirit here, the spirit of community, the desire to help people who are less fortunate is prevalent. People here feel a great sense of community and accomplishment, and as well they should, because community health centers, not only here in Omaha but around the country, provide a very vital service. I happen to think they're an integral part of a healthcare system, because they provide care for the low income, for the newly arrived, and they take the pressure off of our hospital emergency rooms. And so I've come to thank the staff and the providers of compassionate healthcare here for their work. I remind the people of Omaha that this is a public-private partnership. The federal government and my administration strongly supports the expansion and the extension and the reach of these community health centers. But the private sector, the public, needs to support these centers as well. We spent a little time talking about whether or not the community understands the importance of a community health center. This community does. I think there is some awareness of how important One World is, and I would hope that other citizens that aren't aware would find out the importance of a community health center. In 2000, when I was running, I said, look, I believe these are important centers because they provide an integral service, and they take pressure off of our healthcare systems around the country. And so I laid out a goal of expanding the healthcare centers by 1,200. And we're meeting that goal, and I want to thank members of Congress from both parties for understanding the importance and the vitality of community health centers. And I look forward to working with Congress to continue to expand the reach of these important facilities. And so again, I want to thank you all for your hospitality. Really appreciate you giving me a chance to come to a part of our national strategies to make sure the uninsured can find good quality primary care. The center serves 85% of its people don't speak English as a first language. By far the vast majority are low income, and yet they're receiving first class quality care. So I thank the docs and the nurses and social workers and all the people who are making this facility such a good one. Thanks for having me.